Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So yesterday, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list for the Hall of Fame. Tom Lavero joins me right now. Tommy is a Hall of Fame voter. How long have you been a Hall of Fame voter?
I've been a Hall of Fame voter for about 23 years.
23 years.
Yes.
Before we get to what this means in the process and what will happen and will Pete Rose actually be in the Hall of Fame, was there recent pressure on Manfred or recent discussion around this topic for him to do something about it?
Well, I'd say so. President Trump came out and said that he thought that Rose should be reinstated and should be put in the Hall, and actually said he was going to issue a pardon for him for his tax evasion conviction that he had. And I think you have to weigh that as maybe part of the thinking going into the timing of Commissioner Manfred making this announcement.
Okay. So what happens next? Is this something where the next time you vote, he'll be on the ballot?
No.
How does it work?
No. The baseball writers will not vote on this. The way the system is set up now, his eligibility on the baseball writers ballot, the timing is long past. You're on the ballot for 10 years. After you're 5 years out of baseball, then you're on the ballot for 10 years as long as you get, like, I think 5% of the vote each year or something like that. Then it goes to various committees for consideration. So the baseball writers will not get a chance to vote on Pete Rose. It will go to two committees, one called Historical Overview Committee, a group that conducts an initial screening and would probably just go ahead and, pass, absolutely okay Pete Rose. And then a second is called the Era Committee, made up of Hall of Famers, executives, and veteran media members. And that would be the final vote for it.
How many
people
are on that
committee?
Before
the writers. 16 members on that committee.
16? Are you going to be a part of that committee?
No, I'm not. I'm not part of that committee.
They're the ones that will vote on Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame? It won't go that if they vote yes, he's in, or if they vote yes, then he's on your ballot?
No, if they vote yes, he's in.
He's in. So you won't have a vote on this?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought I read something where I thought Tony in particular said something like this will end up being an MLB. The voters will decide this, but they won't. A committee.
No, they
will.
Won't. Yes.
So who makes up that committee again?
Well, I mean, it's members who are in the Hall of Fame, players who are in the Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball executives, retired executives, maybe current executives, and some media members, longtime media members, veteran media members.
Well, isn't that going to be a big deal? It's almost like a jury pool selection in terms of the 16 people that get to vote on this?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's the same committee. They're not picking a special committee just for this vote.
Oh, they're not. So that committee's already established.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a sense on how they'll vote?
Well, look, I can't fathom I'm not voting for Pete Rose to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. There were a lot of Hall of Famers who had ill will towards Pete and felt that he really put the game at risk, you know, because they're brought up through the system believing that gambling is the one cardinal sin that you can't commit. So, his numbers are overwhelming. His presence in the game is overwhelming. And I just can't fathom the committee not voting Pete Rose in at this point. I mean, there's never been a chance for anyone to vote on him because once baseball banned him, the Hall of Fame made the decision not to allow anyone banned from baseball ever up on any kind of vote or any kind of ballot.
Are you allowed to write in somebody that's not on the ballot?
For the committee? I don't believe so. I don't know.
No. As a voter over the years.
No, you're not. No, you're not allowed to write in your own. You're sent a ballot with the names of the people who are eligible for it, and then you fill it out and send it back in.
Okay.
It's all done very old school through the U.S. mail.
Right. We're talking to Tommy. Tommy votes on the Hall of Fame ballot every year, but this is not going to be a Hall of Fame writer decision. This is going to be 16 members on what they call the ERA committee. When will that happen? Do you know the time frame for them to vote?
I would think it might happen by next year, 2026. Uh-huh. No later than 2027. I would think probably by 2026 it'll happen.
I mean, in what we do over the years, you know, this sports talk forum, you know, it's your part-time gig, not your full-time gig because you're an actual writer. Has there been a topic, Pete Rose Hall of Fame, yes or no, that has been an easier go-to and maybe a more often go-to, especially during non-football season in markets like ours? I mean, I can't remember, honestly, the last time the two of us did it, but it has been a raging debate now for, well, since what, 91? 90, whenever he was banned?
Yes, 91. I think sports talk radio is going to come to a halt now that Pete Rose is, if Pete Rose winds up in the Hall of Fame.
I think we can talk NFL schedule for several days.
True, but you're right. Usually sometime in July, mid-July, the Pete Rose, should he be in the Hall of Fame, was always a hot topic. And there were people who in the spotlight who would bring it up. Jimmy Carter was a big advocate of Pete Rose and would periodically make pronouncements that he should be in the Hall of Fame, and that would revive it all over again. And, you know, I don't understand. I understand the love for what Rose represented in baseball. It wasn't just his numbers. It was the way he played and the passion for the way he played. But, I mean, to plant your flag on this guy, of all guys, I mean, this was a bad guy.
So, over the years, just, you know, refresh my memory because I remember most of what you say, but not everything, fortunately. What was your position on Rose? Would you have voted for him had he been on the ballot?
I would not have voted for him. If he had been banned from baseball but still on the ballot, I would not have voted for him. I mean, I do believe, I mean, there's no excuse for what he did. You know, people, here's one of the people forget. It was proven that Pete Rose bet on the Reds. People used to say for years he never bet on his team, okay? But he did, you know? And it was proven in a Dowd investigation and ESPN, Outside the Lines, an investigation found documents that showed he bet on the Reds while he played and while he managed. Well, people would say he'd never bet against the Reds. But like, I mean, I think you can understand this, okay? He didn't bet every game against on the Reds, okay? So while P. Rose decided, to his mafia bookie, I'm going to lay a bet on my team today, okay? But the next day he decides not to bet on his team.
Right.
By just doing that, he's telling people within his world that he doesn't think his team's going to win the next day.
Yeah, I think that one of the things about the conversation about betting on sports, and people say, well, who cares if they bet on, you know, other sports or they bet on their own team? You know, you just mentioned one of the, you know, outputs of that, which is, well, what happens when they don't bet on their own team? Does that mean that the other, you know, betting on the other team is a good bet? But the issue has always been gambling being insidious, gambling being addictive, and having a player or a coach or a manager end up getting into, you know, debt, and then being vulnerable to settle that debt by, you know, essentially throwing a game. You know, whether they bet on their own team or bet on other sports, if they get into debt and they owe the book a bunch of money, there's an easy way because of their position to get out of that. And that's always been the risk of sports gambling with players and coaches and managers and people in the game. It's not necessarily do they know anything about this particular game, which they do on occasion. It's what happens if they actually get into debt and the book says, well, we can wipe the slate clean if you guys, you know, make sure that you don't win by more than four tomorrow. And that's where it comes in. So,
one of the biggest historical moments in baseball was the 1919 World Series, where the White Sox, you know, threw the series against the Cincinnati Reds for gamblers.
Right.
Okay, that nearly destroyed the game. And in the early part of the 20th century, betting on baseball and gambling among players was a major problem. And it, particularly in World War II, World War I, I wasn't around then, obviously, but I've read stories that said because many horse tracks were closed during World War I because horses were being used in the war, okay, gamblers then started to flock to baseball and started using baseball, gambling fix off. So, I mean, this was something that almost destroyed the game.
Is the Shoeless Joe Jackson 1919 Black Sox scandal, is that, what are his chances? The same as Rose's?
Well, I think he's been a more
the World Series.
Yeah, he's been a more sympathetic figure.
Why?
At least because in the media, like in the movie 8 Men Out,
yeah,
he's seen as kind of an innocent guy who went along with it initially,
okay,
but then wanted out and had a tremendous World Series. I put up tremendous stats. Okay, did nothing to indicate that he contributed to throw it, but he was involved in the planning and initially agreed to be part of the group. But a lot of the literature, a lot of the lore has been sympathetic to Jackson as more than a victim than anything else. I think that's a little bit twisted, but I think that's going to help him in terms. Remember, Field of Dreams was, in part, one of the main characters was Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
You know? So he's come off in history as a sympathetic figure.
Talking to Tommy, yeah, I mean, that movie, 8 Men Out, is great. And that era, like, I think I read once that, you know, even by today's value, dollar value, what they ended up getting paid was like peanuts to throw the World Series. Like, it wasn't a lot. You know, something like $2,500, which might equate to like $40,000 or $50,000 today or whatever it would be. Today. All right, so you expect Pete Rose will be in the Hall of Fame, and I mean, who will induct him? How will that work? I mean, I don't know that you've thought that thing through, but obviously he's gone and didn't get to see this, and he wouldn't have been able to see it because Manfred was very specific that this is a decision based on players who are no longer with us. Deceased players will no longer be on the permanently ineligible list. Do you agree with what Manfred's done or not?
You know, it's a bit complicated because it diminishes the signal of the line in the sand that this is supposed to be drawn, but it does seem excessive, too, to punish Kai still after he's left this earth, you know, at least his legacy. But I suspect this is all motivated by President Trump speaking out recently about Pete Rose. So I think baseball will follow through and put him in. So I don't know if I agree with it. I understand it. Look, his family members will probably, you know, be there for the ceremony. I imagine maybe Johnny Bench, who's very prominent in the Hall of Fame, one of Rose's teammates, will be there for the induction. And, you know, look, Pete Rose's family suffered enough being related to Pete Rose when he was alive. At least give them this.
When they, you know, put him in as a statue or however they do that for the Baseball Hall of Fame, will there be something that says banned for life for gambling? Has to be,
that,
right?
That I would think there has to be, but I would think that would be a source of controversy, but I don't see how you could leave it off the plaque. I would agree. Yeah. That has to be on there.
Is he the greatest hitter of all time?
No. No.
Where does he rank on the list of the greatest hitters of all time?
Joe Jackson was a greater hitter. I'd have to go through the list. Ty Cobb was a greater hitter. Ted Williams.
Cobb.
You know, Tris Speaker. Tony Gwynn. All great, better hitters. And Ted Pete Rose. Pete Rose was just determined. You know, he was maybe the most determined hitter.
All right, thanks for doing this. I guess we'll talk about this tomorrow, too, on the podcast. Too bad you don't get a chance to vote on it. You explained something that I was not aware of. I thought that this would just eventually go to Hall of Fame voters and that you would have a chance. But this is interesting, this era committee. But it sounds to me you think that the driver behind this right now is the president, and they're going to get this done, and he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Look, just like many of our conversations, I educated you.
Yes, this one you did, and many others you do too, but very often I think I've been educated, and then after the fact I find out that it actually was not totally accurate, like my mock schedule. I will talk to you later. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, boss.
All right, Tom Lavero, everybody, at Tom Lavero on X and on Twitter. So what else do we have breaking? I did see that it looks like Minnesota and Detroit is the other Christmas Day game. So we have the three Christmas Day games, Washington, Dallas, Minnesota, Detroit, KC, Denver. That would mean that Detroit, Dallas, and Kansas City, right, are all playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Kansas City actually requested, I think, once it became clear that Christmas Day was going to be a given, that the Chiefs wanted to be the Lions and Cowboys of Christmas Day.
Right.
I would not want our team to be that.
No.
I really don't.
Make my Christmases much more stressful.
We'll update some of the latest reporting on Washington's schedule. And you'll hear some of the other things that Dan Quinn said yesterday on the Rich Eisen Show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
When you get the schedule tomorrow, what's the first thing you look for? Your bye week? Is that, or your first week opponent? What do you do?
Probably the first week opponent first. Are you in the division, out of the division? Because for a long time, you've known who you played. So, after the draft, you start looking to see what teams have changed significantly. And then I would say after that, then the opener, then what is the next, few weeks layout look like until you get to the bye. But, yeah, it is a fun day just because it makes it all kind of come into reality where things are. So it's a good topic for coaches and teams for a couple of days. And I think from the media side, it can probably extend a little past that.
Dan Quinn yesterday on with Rich Eisen talking about the first thing he looks for when the schedule breaks. So there have been some new reports just to catch everybody up to speed. If you don't know, the actual schedule in its entirety comes out tonight. We will have a schedule show right here on the Team 980. Linnell will host that from 7 to 10. So right when Craig's show is over, Linnell will step into the seat and take you through schedule release night, where we'll get everything and it will be official when it comes out. We knew going into today, Madrid on November 16th. We knew heading into today, Philadelphia on December 20th at home. Nothing else did we know for sure. I had the news earlier this morning that Washington was going to play Dallas on Christmas Day. That will be a Netflix Christmas Day game at home against the Cowboys. I was told that it's more likely than not the first game of the triple header on Christmas Day. It could be 4:30, but it's definitely not the night game. I would lean towards it being the 1 o'clock game. We had reporting out of New York, a pretty solid source in New York reported earlier this morning that the Giants were going to open up in Washington. So that's another game that looks like there's pretty good consensus or validity around it. JP Finley, our good friend JP, just reported that Washington is going to play Chicago in week 6 on Monday Night Football at home, and they will close the season on the road at Philadelphia. Now, if those two are accurate, it's the latter that's most interesting to me. The idea that Washington won't play Philadelphia until week 16 and then would close 2 out of their last 3 games of the season being against the Eagles, wow, that's a surprise to me, because one of the reasons I didn't think that they would close with the Eagles this year is because the 2 games are so valuable against each other this year for television. Fox, we knew that one of those games would be on Fox. The December 20th game will be. But that you just risk, when you wait until week 18, you risk that, first of all, the teams aren't what you thought they were going to be. But the other risk is that one team or maybe both teams don't have anything to play for, and it's a meaningless game. So if true, that would be surprising to me. I'm not saying it's not true. I totally believe JP. I'm just saying it's surprising that they would schedule it that way. I would have thought Philly Washington would have been a Fox game. You know, I mocked it out Fox week 16. I had that one right, just the wrong location. And then another game at some point, you know, in October or November on national TV in prime time. You know, week 18 games are TBD games. That you don't know what time, we don't know what time or even what network it'll be shown on until the week before, until week 17 ends. And then they figure out which game gets flexed into Sunday night, which games are going to put on Saturday night, or Saturday and Saturday night. And then, yeah, that would be the biggest surprise of anything schedule-wise I've seen, is if two of the last three games of the season are against Philadelphia with the season finale. Certainly you set up the possibility, like Minnesota-Detroit last year, but they didn't think going into the schedule last year that Minnesota-Detroit to finish up the regular season was going to be for the one seed in the NFC. When they scheduled Minnesota and Detroit to play each other, Minnesota wasn't supposed to be very good. You know, if they really wanted their best chance, you know, for that division's best matchup, it would have been Detroit-Green Bay on the schedule. But Washington Philly could be a blockbuster in week 18, or it could be, yeah, Philly wrapped everything up, or let's hope Washington wrapped everything up. They have nothing to play for. You know, the week 16 game, I can't see that game being meaningless. That game feels like, you know, a big game, and they put it as a standalone game on that Saturday, December 20th. So that's what we know so far. That's what I would put stock into. Definitely Madrid. Definitely, you know, December 20th against Philly. And I've got it on very good source, multiple confirmations from people in the know that Washington's going to host Dallas on Christmas Day. I also mentioned Washington at Green Bay early in the season on Thursday Night Football. It looks like one of those leak sites put out that it's week two. I would certainly think that is a very good chance to be accurate. And I mentioned that I see Washington and Kansas City playing on Monday Night Football at some point, you know, in the middle of the season, maybe in November, that time frame. And then we've got the Giant opener at home. No time on that game. I don't know if it's going to be the second half of the doubleheader. I would think Fox would have a sexier matchup in the 425 window. Maybe Washington Giants is a 1 o'clock season opener. And then look for, you know, a Kansas City Monday night game at some point, followed by a trip to L.A. to face the Chargers. So look for that, too. Keep it here all day. There's going to be a lot of, man, this thing just can't wait for the actual show anymore. It just can't. The last few years, it's been insanity in terms of, you know, the leaks coming out. Not all of them are right. You know, our guy, Mike North, who came on with us in mid-April, said, anybody that thinks they know anything until it's actually done is fake news. Well, it's done now. We've already had games released. But again, thinking about Washington, pretty good chance it's Giants, pretty good chance it's Packers, Giants at home in the season opener, pretty good chance week two at Packers. JP had Bears week six on Monday Night Football. We know Dolphins is locked in Madrid. We know Eagles on December 20th at home is locked in. I am very confident that what I broke earlier today, Dallas on Christmas Day, is locked in. And then JP's got finishing at Philly. I don't like two games against the – I want one of those Eagles games to be, you know, in the heart of the football season. Saving two out of the last 3 weeks, the two teams that were in the NFC title game last year, it's an odd scheduling quirk if it turns out to be true. So they would go Eagles – on a Saturday, Cowboys on a Christmas Day, and then they'd get, you know, kind of that mini bye until the final weekend of the season to go to Philadelphia. That would be one where I would bet the schedule makers somehow just landed on that and they didn't like it, but they didn't have any other choice, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're convinced Washington at Philadelphia, that's going to be the game in Week 18. Could be two great teams, but it could be two teams that have already locked up their playoff fate and their playoff seeding. That's possible, too. Man, we are having conversations, playoff locked up playoff seeding in Week 18 that we just have never had before heading into this season. All right, there's some more Dan Quinn from The Rich Eisen Show that I thought you'd want to hear. This was Quinn talking about JD5, as in Jaden Daniels, number five, as a competitor.
And how much do you instill that sort of stuff in Jaden Daniels? Again, I'm sorry to keep on, you know, turning to one guy, but you know the world, right? And in this yeah. league, the quarterback-driven league. I mean, how do you install that enrichment into somebody who is already so talently enriched, right?
Right.
How do you do that?
I think the secret sauce of Jaden, like, he already is this rare competitor, Rich. And so that's the thing maybe you don't know about somebody until you spend that much time with him. But there is no flinch in Jaden Daniels. Like, he already is a rare competitor, and you added the innate talent to it. So I don't think it's the other way around with him, like this innately talented person, and then you had the competitiveness. I think the competitiveness for him came first. As talented as he is, and even as good as his legs are, he'd be a tremendous, just pure pocket passer. But when he gets outside the pocket and now he's a dual threat, man, he is lethal. But that competitive side of him, he's in the rare company, Rich, of the best of the best. And that's all the unseen work that goes in of him getting ready for those moments that he had. Like, he had practiced those so many times. There was nothing by coincidence with that.
You know, this was like the first thing that they started to talk about, you know, with Jaden Daniels, is that he is a special competitor. Man, we got, knock on wood, they got it right, man. They got it right on every front. They got the talent right. They got the fit for today's football right. They got the gym rat work ethic right. They got the guy that's smart. They got the guy that's highly competitive. They got everything right about this one. And it's been a long time since we could say that about a key player picked super high in the draft. There was a lot of failure at that number two spot in the draft. But wow, you know, just, you know, even as we sit here after the fact, he focuses, Quinn does, on the intangible stuff, the non-football stuff, as much as he does anything else. He was asked about, there were a couple of follow-up questions to that on Jaden Daniels from Rich Eisen. I want you to hear those.
So do you stoke it? Stay out of the way?
Yes, and absolutely.
What do you do?
Throw gas on it.
You throw gas on it.
Yes, because that also raises the level of, you know, competitiveness of all his teammates, of the organization, and we really stand for that here. And so from, you know, Adam first, through me, through yes. the team, like, that is what we're about. And we love that. We try to find that in others and reward it and embellish it to let them know this is who they are. And there's so many unique players here on this team, Rich. Yes. That we wouldn't talk about on a show, but that have huge roles and impacts here. And the type of teammates they are, like, not every player is going to be great like Jaden. Man, like, you can be a great teammate, and it's part of what makes coaching this team so much fun. Like, there's a hell of a group of guys here together that are really battling for it. So that part makes coaching this team so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, McLaurin obviously is an OG. My guy Sanders still from Michigan is another, is a young guy now in his second year as well from that draft class. I mean, I could go on. That's why it is so exciting in your area. But I'll take one last bite at this apple before letting you on with the rest of your day. You got a good example of how you stoked it with Jaden Daniels, because again, he's so he's so even keel. I wouldn't even know what it looks like when he's stoked. You know what I mean? Like, what do you got a good example of you doing that, Dan?
Oh yeah, there's plenty. I can think back to the end of last season, outside for a lot of 27, 28 degree practices, and you know, reminding him, hey, maybe inside today, Q, not a chance, bro. We were outside team in the NFC East, and he would proceed to go outside, and a number of practices like that from the offensive side, the ball did not hit the ground. So that was his way of showing, yeah, I'm ready for anything. And those are the moments that I think about a lot with him.
So he's like, you know, it's cold, let's go indoors. And you're like, nope, you're in the NFC East. Let's see you do
that
it.
That is correct.
Kid. And he's and I'll show you, we're not going to have the ball hit the ground.
That was Quinn yesterday with Rich Eisen. I thought that last question, because I had not heard the answer yet. Max cut this stuff up. I thought he was going to mention that Atlanta game. The Atlanta game when he was near exhaustion, you know, at the end of that game in overtime. And what a drive that was. I mean, there were so many moments, but that drive in overtime where, you know, he ran, you know, on that first down into the first and goal situation, and Mariota kind of came out and during a time. I mean, there were moments there, and he had to take his breath. Remember, after a timeout, they needed a timeout just so he could get his breath. I'm pulling up that last drive because I want to know how many yards he ran for. I forget how many yards he ran for. Scrambled for 7. So that's 7. Keeper for 7, 14 yards rushing. Scrambled for 16, 30 yards rushing. Scrambled for no gain, 30. Scrambled for 6, 36, and then threw the touchdown pass. It was after that last scramble on 2nd and goal at the 8. He got down to the 2-yard line, and that was when Mariota came out, talked to him, and he went back out there and threw the touchdown pass to Zach Ertz for the game winner. That was, man, what a game that Falcon game was from him. 127 yards rushing on 16 carries, 36 of them coming in overtime on that drive. Oh, by the way, threw 3 touchdown passes as well in the game. What a season he had. And now highly profiled in season 2. We got a lot of the games. You've heard a lot of them. Right now, what we seem to be locked in on is at, home against Giants in the opener, at Packers week 2 on Thursday Night Football, a week 6 game against the Bears on Monday Night Football, Madrid week 11 against the Dolphins, week 16 at home on December 20th on a Saturday against the Eagles, Cowboys on Christmas Day at FedEx at Northwest Stadium, and then a season ender at Philly. Your thoughts on what we're hearing so far about the schedule. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you still want to see? What are you hoping to see pop up when the actual schedule comes out? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, more schedule news rolls throughout the day. The Washington Commanders will reportedly open their season against the New York Giants, and according to Kevin Sheehan, they will play the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas, and according to J.P. Finley, they will close out their season in Philly against the Philadelphia Eagles. The full schedule release show with Linnell Willingham tonight, right after Craig Hoffman's show, right here on the Team 980. That's 7 p.m. The Nats extend their losing streak to 7 games. They fall to Atlanta 5-2. The NBA Pacers, they close out the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-105. Pacers had 5 players score 10 or more points. Tyrese Halliburton led them with 31. The Nuggets fall to the Thunder 112-105. It's not for a lack of trying, though. Nikola Jokic had 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. Shea, on the other side, put up a well-rounded 31-6-7. The Caps, they are off tonight. They will take on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. Lars Eller will draw out of the lineup, and McMichael will move to center. Taylor Radish will be in, and as will Ryan Leonard. Their backs are against the wall. Caps are looking to stave off elimination. That'll be tomorrow night at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, here's what we have so far. What we know officially, is they're going to play the Dolphins in Spain week 11, and they're going to play the Philadelphia Eagles on December 20th at home. What we know based on really good, solid reporting is that they're going to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. I had that earlier this morning. That's going to be a Netflix, either a 1 o'clock or a 4:30 game on Christmas Day at home. I was told that it's more likely 1 p.m. But Cowboys Christmas Day in Landover. We also know they're not playing Thanksgiving Day. If you didn't know that already, the three Thanksgiving Day games, I think, have been announced. So they're not playing on Thanksgiving Day. We know that they're playing the Packers early in the season on Thursday Night Football. I had that, but it was also leaked that it was week two, and I agree that that's probably a true leak at Green Bay, week two, Thursday Night Football. And JP Finley, had Bears week six Monday Night Football and has the Eagles as the season end in week 18 on the road. I have also mentioned they are going to play, I'm pretty sure that my sources on this are accurate, they're going to play Kansas City on Monday Night Football. I just don't have the date. I think it's November. We'll find out. And it wouldn't surprise me if following that game, they are also on the road, which would be a tough trip to the Chargers after playing on Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. We'll see how that breaks. But of what you've heard so far, what do you like, what don't you like, and what would you like to still hear and or see when it's unveiled tonight here on Schedule Day 2025, 301-230-0980. All right, is there anything you're hoping to see, Max?
You know, I'm not going to, like, I don't have my hopes up for anything specifically. I'm just excited to get, like, the full schedule release and go through it, because that's something that I like to do every year is just sit down I just go through wins and losses. And I know it's impossible to predict, but it's just a fun little exercise that we get to do right in the middle of May. just kind of in. It's a little island in the ocean between football seasons. Yeah. You know,
you'll learn from being a part of this show. I don't do the win loss thing after the schedule comes out.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, real quickly, you know, if so far the games that we've had some good reporting on or the league's made official, it is two prime times and then three standalones. You know, the Saturday late season against the Eagles, the Madrid game, and also the Cowboys on Christmas Day. I think we're going to see another three primetime games minimum. I'm surprised one of them isn't going to be against Philadelphia at some point before Week 16. If JP's reporting's right and they're going to close at Philadelphia, that would be the biggest surprise to me. Two games against the Eagles in the final 3 weeks of the season. Bit of a quirky kind of a thing. Remember a few years ago they played the Giants twice in a couple weeks. They've done it with the Cowboys here in recent years in scheduling. But potentially killing one of the Philadelphia games, putting it in Week 18, where there's great risk on what the actual impact of that game will be. That would be the surpriser to me. I think we're going to see Kansas City on a Sunday night. I guess to me now, we're probably going to see Detroit, Denver, or maybe both in prime time at some point. Like that, that's what I'd be looking for as well. I mocked the Seahawks as a Monday night game late, but that's, you know, right now they don't have, based on the reporting, there's no Sunday night football mention. They're going to be on Sunday night football, guys. They're absolutely going to be on Sunday night football, and I would say no less than two times. So looking at the rest of what we haven't seen, you know, Detroit, Denver, the other Dallas game. You know, the other Dallas game. But I would imagine that might be a Fox game. But if Fox gets both Philly games potentially, although that could be flexed, I think we're going to see a couple of Sunday night games: Denver, Dallas, and Detroit. All. As possibilities. All right. What do you make of what we kind of know so far? What would you like to see? Let's start with Andrew and Sterling. Andrew, go ahead.
Well, Kevin, I think the biggest thing is the late season games against Dallas and Philadelphia. I'm sure you remember the one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in. I was about 10 years old, last game at RFK against Dallas. They had nothing to play for. But we had everything to play for. Last game at RFK and one of the best environments. And on Christmas, I think that'll be pretty special. Don't know if I can make it myself, but I think that'll be great to see. And then having the Eagles there right before then, finishing in Philly, I think it makes for a special end-of-season run in very meaningful games.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if Dallas on Christmas Day, how that will be received by the home fans, but maybe that's a way to keep more Cowboy fans out of the stadium. I don't know. You know what I've noticed in recent years? It doesn't matter when these games are played. If it's a good game, the place is packed and people watch on holidays. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
Big guy, hell to the W, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, what Dan Quinn said, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And this is going to hold so true to this year's schedule, man. Hey, what T.O. say, get your popcorn ready. Get your popcorn ready, man. I'm loving this schedule, man. One thing for sure is we're going to be battle-tested thieves. Let's just go get them. You know, I'm loving this schedule, man. I'm like you, though. I'm waiting for – I want to see where and when we playing Dallas in Dallas, because I'm going to that game. You know what I mean? So I'm just waiting on that one to circle out. But I like the schedule, man. I like the games. If we get Philly at the end, that's cool. You know what I mean? And also, you know, like you said a couple of minutes ago, don't forget about the flex schedule. I'm pretty sure we're going to be set up for at least a couple of flexes this year, man. We primetime players again.
You're probably right.
Thank you, Jaden Daniels. We're primetime players again, man. You can't ask for more, man. Like I said, we're going to be battle-tested. I'm ready to roll, man. This is going to be like the longest 3-4 months ever for this season to start, man.
I know, just waiting for it.
I'm ready.
But you know how this works, and I don't need to explain to you. You're a seasoned vet. What it looks like on May 14th isn't necessarily what it'll look like when you get to those games. It's going to be cool to see all those primetime games, but just as easily as you could get flexed into one, you can get flexed out of one too. So what we need to do is keep five upright, and as long as five is upright, they'll be certainly the relevant team in the matchups, I would think. Thanks.
Hey, but look, we made strides to keep it five. We made strides to keep it five upright in this offseason. We drafted an offensive lineman. We got to think like Joe Gibbs, man. No game is too light. No team is least. You know what I mean? Every game, team is important.
Giants
man.
Week one is almost feeling like you better get that one. I've already installed Washington as an 8.5-point favorite. Max, make sure we remember that because tomorrow the week one lines will probably be out.
So
I got Washington at -8.5. So let's see how close I get.
So you already got your first game on your smell test then.
I don't know if it's going to work for that one. But all right, I got to roll. Those of you that I didn't get to on phone, sorry about that. Chris Russell's next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.